Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1289, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. On Saturday morning, April 26, 1913, Mr. Frank left home about 8 o'clock, and Albert, my husband, was there Saturday too. Albert got there, I guess, about a quarter after 1, and he was there when Mr. Frank come for dinner, which was about 1:30, I think. When Mr. Frank come back to the house at 7 o'clock that night, and Albert was there when he got there. Albert had gone home that evening, but he come back. I don't know what time he got there, but he come some time before Mr. Frank did, and Mr. Frank eat supper about 7 o'clock, and when I left there that night, about 8 o'clock, I left Mr. Frank there. Sunday morning I got there about 8 o'clock, and there was an automobile standing in front of the house, and I didn't pay any attention to it. I saw a man in the automobile get a bucket of water and pour into it. Mr. Frank's wife was downstairs, and Mr. and Mrs. Selig were upstairs. Albert was there Sunday morning, but I don't remember what time he got there. I called them down to breakfast about 8:30, and I found out that Mr. Frank was gone. Mr. and Mrs. Selig eat breakfast, but Mrs. Frank didn't eat until Mr. Frank come back, and then they eat breakfast together. I didn't hear them say anything at the breakfast table. After dinner, I understood them to say that a girl and Mr. Frank were caught at the office Saturday. I don't know who said it. Miss Lucille, Mrs. Frank, and Mr. Frank were standing there talking after dinner when they said it. I understood them to say it was a Jew girl. On Tuesday, Mr. Frank says to me, "It is mighty bad, Manola. I might have to go to jail about this girl, and I don't know anything about it." Sunday, Miss Lucille said to Mrs. Selig that Mr. Frank didn't rest so good Saturday night. She said he was drunk and wouldn't let her sleep with him, and she said she slept on the floor on the rug by the bed because Mr. Frank was drinking. Miss Lucille said Sunday that Mr. Frank told her Saturday night that he was in trouble, and he did not know the reason why he would murder, and he told his wife to get his pistol and let him kill himself. I heard Miss Lucille say that to Mrs. Selig, and it got away with Mrs. Selig mighty bad. She didn't know what to think. I haven't heard Miss Lucille say whether she believed it or not. I don't know why Mrs. Frank didn't come to see her husband, but it was a pretty good while before she would come to see him, maybe 2 weeks. She would tell me, "Wasn't it mighty bad that he was locked up?" she would say. "Manola, I don't know what I am going to do." When I left home to go to the Solicitor General's office, they told me to mind how I talked. They pay me $3.50 a week, but last week they paid me $4, and 1 week she paid me $6.50. Up to the time of the murder, I was getting $3.50 a week, and the week right after the murder, I don't remember how much she paid me, and the next week they paid me $3.50, and the next week they paid me $6.50, and the next week they paid me $4, and the next week they paid me $4. 1 week, I don't remember which one, misses.